Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. It is Thursday, May 17th, 2007, about 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. And, of course, on that website, you'll find links to all of our advertisers and sponsors. And I'm really captivated by that car divide. You know, again, it's one of those things, and I'm sure you're like me. Commercial's great, no doubt. You know, it whets the appetite. It puts the idea in your mind, but, you know, you always want to know more, and there's so much information there at the website, heartdrop.com. I encourage you to check it out. I had no idea he was going to offer me an opportunity to try this. Now, this is great because I have not tried it. And as you guys know, I will always, always, always be straight up with you about these things. If I have not tried anything or read something or whatnot, I will absolutely tell you without a doubt, because I know that money is an issue. As Don had just said in the last segment, amazing. You know, when you look at the devaluation of the U.S. dollar, where are we at? Well, gasoline prices through the roof, food prices going up. It's just really stunning to see where we are at, and only speculate, of course, on how far it's going to go before things have to change, however they may change. Inevitably, we'll have to wait and see, but really an amazing assortment of things. So, folks, our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. You're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts on anything. If you'd like an open-line segment here on the program, we can do that. Otherwise, I'm more than happy to just jump into the news, because there's certainly a great deal of it out there. And just looking at all the shenanigans that are happening. As far as the foreign policy thing and what's going on with Iran, there's a lot of news out there indicating that the U.S. and Iran are trying to come to terms with something. Now, whether or not that actually happens remains to be seen. I don't know how much I buy into that, theoretically. I see some talking. I see some maneuvering. And I think just my gut reaction here is that we're simply throwing these things out there to the media in various forms in order to give the appearance of some sort of diplomacy. So that way, if we have been seen to extend the hand of friendship to Iran and that hand that we stick out just simply gets bitten, then we'll be able to have some validity in the argument of saying, hey, look, we did our best. We did everything we could to avoid war. And now, you know, we have no choice, because certainly we want to be able to be positioned into that corner for that exact reason. It's very intriguing. It took September 11th to launch the war on terror, and September 11th to launch a war in Afghanistan. No questions asked. Majority of the people in America just said, go get them. Of course, there was no them to go and get. And, of course, the war in Iraq was talked about, what, in 2000, I believe it was, October of 2000, they talked about this, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know, maybe even sooner. But fascinating stuff. Then Iraq comes along. And obviously some years have passed. People are not necessarily so sure that Iraq is a component in this war on terror. So they ask some hard questions. And basically, what we're told is that this is a necessary defensive move to launch this preemptive offense against Iraq, which has weapons of mass destruction. People said, all right, you know, maybe we'll just let it go. I know a lot of you disagreed with it and so on and so forth and continued to, but I mean like the mood of the general nation. So then Iraq happens, preemptive war, weapons of mass destruction, nada, nothing. Nothing found, no nukes, no chemical weapons, none of that stuff, everything we were told. So the idea of a preemptive war to stem the tide of weapons of mass destruction, that's not going to fly anymore. The idea of just simply expanding the war on terror, that's not going to fly anymore. They need a new excuse, whether we go into Iran or not. So it'll be interesting to see how this all develops. Anyway, got to pause here for a quick break. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here, as always. Amazing stuff. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. Toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. We talked with Fox News analyst Angela McGlowan earlier in the show. We talked about the Donna Imus comments. And interesting things have been going on out there in the world, folks. Let's look at some of those. As far as free speech, because certainly we are in a situation where it's very trendy to be sensitive about things, right? I mean, you look at, and then, of course, to be able to say, oh, I need to go into rehab. You know, Mel Gibson, with his anti-Semitic comments that he made, he said, oh, I need to go into rehab. He went into rehab and all is forgiven. You know, it's just one of those things. So free speech is an integral part of radio, certainly. Now, as far as the shock jocks and all those idiots go, I don't know. I mean, they do what they do. People, for the most part, they flock to a broadcast, I think, that speaks their language. And I'm not necessarily talking about English and Spanish and things like that. I'm simply saying that if you are an intelligent person, you'll listen to intelligent radio. If you're an idiot, you'll listen to idiots on the radio, which is why there is such a huge audience for the shock jock type of morning shows and just radio in general. which, you know, obviously doesn't bode too well for the majority of the American people. But nevertheless, they do have an audience, and it's tragic that they have an audience, because it's tragic that people enjoy hearing nonsense. Nevertheless, we continue. This is a story from the Associated Press. Came out on the 15th, and you can find it pretty much anywhere. Here's what it says. XM Satellite Radio suspended shock jocks Opie and Anthony for 30 days Tuesday, 1 week after they aired crude sex comments about Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, and Queen Elizabeth, and one day after they made light of the incident in their broadcast. Said Washington-based XM Radio in a statement, quote, comments made by Opie and Anthony on yesterday's broadcast put into question whether they appreciate the seriousness of the matter. The management of XM Radio decided to suspend Opie and Anthony to make clear that our on-air talent must take seriously the responsibility that creative freedom requires of them, end quote. Now, this is intriguing on a number of levels, because satellite radio like XM and Sirius, things that you have to subscribe to, don't have the same boundaries that conventional AM and FM broadcasts do, such as, of course, being under the discretion of the Federal Communications Commission, which I am and most of the broadcasters are, because quite simply you're on AM and FM frequencies. You have certain guidelines to fit into, which I don't have a problem with. I really feel no need to just sit here and drop F-bombs, you know, all night long to make a point. I don't think it's necessary. I think that you can obviously make your point using other words, and you should. Because if you use a big word in place of an expletive and somebody doesn't know what that big word means, what are they going to do? They're going to look it up. So there you go. But XM Radio, much like cable television, you look at like HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, things like that, they can get away with different things because they're not subjected to the same scrutiny, because people have to obviously intentionally pay money to be subscribers to the service. So therefore, they're sort of, I guess you could say, acquiescing, saying, I agree to not be offended by anything I'm paying to see or to hear, okay, so on and so forth. So that's why they're held to a different standard. So the idea that XM Radio would suspend a couple of their jocks for comments on something that's not regulated by the FCC indicates one of two things. Number one, first of all, the satellite radio is under a lot of pressure from the FCC, because the FCC would love to have jurisdiction of something like that, as well as, of course, cable television, such as HBO, Cinemax, and things like that, which they do. They do want that, especially when you look at somebody like Howard Stern, who jumped ship, and I guess he went to Sirius. I don't know. Doesn't matter. He went to satellite radio, where they don't have the FCC. The FCC made a lot of money on Howard Stern, so they would love to be able to somehow get their claws into that kind of broadcast, because then they could maybe have a different set of standards, but standards nevertheless that they could fine people for and make money on, okay? Because it is all about the money, as it always is. So there's that, perhaps, from the XM. Then the other side of it, which I think is also a truism and also probably factors into this suspension, is the idea that XM Radio, while not necessarily wanting to limit the creative freedoms or limit the type of language that's used or whatnot, they are going to be sensitive to certain subject matters, which, again, transcends what we're talking about here, which is the creative freedom that subscription radio service would entail. And it takes it to a new level of saying, hey, look, it is all about the money, and your comments, while not necessarily outside the formatics of what we allow, are in bad taste to the public, to advertisers, to sponsors. So therefore, we need to rein you guys in and teach you a lesson and whatnot in order to appease where we get our money from. So there's something to that, too. So I think it's both sides of this, but it's a fascinating example of watching how this stuff really takes shape, and I mean censorship in general. Okay, so again, the management of XM Radio, it says, quote, decided to suspend Opie and Anthony to make clear that our on-air talent must take seriously the responsibility that creative freedom requires of them, end quote. So basically, what they were saying is crude sex comments about Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, and Queen Elizabeth. I don't know what that means, except that I've read other stories that have a little more detail, which we'll get into. But the point is that you would think, wow, you know, you can sit there and drop curse words right and left, but you can't talk about crude sex in regards to somebody of high status, So we'll talk about the comments in particular that were made. But it says Opie and Anthony, who last week apologized for the sex comments, struck a more defensive tone on Monday's broadcast. They lamented the state of radio and what they perceived as excessive reactions to comments made by themselves and other radio disc jockeys. They said on Monday's show, quote, "We're under the same scrutiny as National Public Radio, NPR. It doesn't make sense," end quote. Isn't it amazing when we talk about the infringement of freedoms to watch people come out of the woodwork, to bemoan how it affects them personally? Opie and Anthony, Howard Stern, these people could care less about your ability to speak freely. But when they see their ability to speak freely being infringed, then they're up in arms. So you could view this as sort of a comeuppance. They get their just desserts, if you will. Or you could view this as an opportunity to sort of highlight to people, and granted, you and I are never going to be able to sit down with Howard Stern and convince him that civil liberties are being eroded with a record pace, and we must do everything we can to secure that these things continue. However, they may come into their own. Now, granted, Opie and Anthony, Howard Stern, these types of people would only fight for freedoms when they affect themselves. But they can go ahead and commiserate and say, oh, I can't believe we're being held to standards like National Public Radio and, of course, the FCC and stuff like this is ridiculous. We left these types of broadcasts for that purpose. Yes, welcome to our world, pals. Welcome to the fight. The problem is they only fight when it suits them to fight. And, of course, as we've seen, they do have a certain sort of passive-aggressive response to authority, but they've never really gone up and did, you know, done head-to-head combat with the powers that be. And they may just. They may just. I don't know. Will it happen? Who knows? But it is sort of an intriguing aspect of this, is it not? I think it is. It says, the pair also expressed sympathy for Don Imus, saying his career is now, quote, gone just because he was trying to entertain people, end quote. So that's how they view themselves as entertainers, which is very interesting, which is why they're called jocks and not, you know, something else. You know, talk show host, for example, although Imus did a talk show, but he started out as a shock jock. You know, that was sort of his whole thing. He kind of pioneered that to a certain extent. But here you've got an issue where they want to be able to say things that are shocking to people, hence entertainment. You know, for example, if I'm sitting here talking to you right now about news and about civil liberties and whatnot, and I were to go ahead and start talking about sex, for example, your ears would perk up. Why? Because it's different, because you haven't heard me talk about sex on the show. Well, maybe a little bit in certain contexts, but, you know, it's always relevant to what we're talking about. Same thing with these guys. If they see something shocking, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe that was just said. And it makes you pay attention. And that's the whole idea, is trying to take a society in America that is a fast food, instant gratification society that has a short attention span, as Angela McGowan said earlier, with what she was discussing. We do have short attention spans, and it's integral to the radio industry. Okay, a thing called TSL, which is time spent listening. You want to keep the listeners you have. You want to hook them and keep them with you for a very, very long time. That's very important in rating systems. So in that regard, the idea of being shocking and whatnot is going to keep people glued to the radio. Okay, because you want to find out, even if you hate what they're saying, you want to find out where they're going to go next, that sort of thing, okay? So that's the whole reason they do that. They're bemoaning Don Imus's fate. Why? Probably because they have taken some scrutiny, too. Because from what I recall, just off the top of my head, when the Don Imus situation happened, they made a comedy bit about it and you know, sort of gave him suggestions on what he should do and different things like that. So obviously they weren't looking at it as an infringement on free speech until it directly affected them. That's the selfishness that also comprises the majority of Americans. So this is important we understand these things, and we'll continue with this when we come back, folks, in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
And
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick. Just as long as they hurt you, there are thieves in the temple tonight. Love, if you're there, come save me from all this cold despair.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. We're talking about XM Radio suspending Opie and Anthony for a little thing that they did on their show involving Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, and Queen Elizabeth. Crude sex comments, they say, in this story, which obviously don't have too much detail, but we'll get into that. Very, very interesting. They're bemoaning, of course, Don Imus's career being quote-unquote gone, just because he was trying to entertain people. But again, the sad thing here, and again, the problem that talk show hosts, or I should say shock jocks, have, is that when it affects them, that's the only time they care about it. They mocked Don Imus being fired. They didn't really care too much about it. But now that they're under some heat, now all of a sudden they care. It's ridiculous. But what they went on to say about Don Imus is that they basically feel bad for him, only because they are undergoing some of the same problems. It says, last month, cable network MSNBC dropped its simulcast of Imus' show. Then CBS Radio fired him for using racist and sexist terms to describe the Rutgers women's basketball team. So presumably, racist term was nappy-headed, and sexist was hose. On May 9th, Opie and Anthony aired a segment with a man they call Homeless Charlie As the names of Condoleezza Rice, Bush, and the Queen came up, Charlie said in vulgar terms he would like to have sex with each of them. Opie and Anthony laughed as they imagined Rice's horror while describing a violent sexual encounter in which Rice is punched in the face. Opie and Anthony were fired by CBS Radio in 2002 after broadcasting a call from two listeners who said they were having sex in New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral. XM hired the pair in 2004 because the show airs on satellite radio. Its content is not subject to regulation by the Federal Communications Commission. Now, again, folks, I think that that's a very integral point to looking at all this and the control mechanisms, because the FCC, I think, at some point will find a way somehow to expand their reach into the realm of cable, television, and satellite radio. They're not there yet, but I think they're going there. And, of course, Internet radio as well, presumably subject to certain things as well. It just depends on what happens in the future and what rationale they can use to do this. But we've talked about it before. This is why you can do things. This is why you can get into things like micro-broadcasting, where you just put up a small little antenna and, you know, pick up a broadcast and carry it in your local area. Just don't cause any problems. Don't try to bleed over anybody else's frequency. Don't try to step on toes. And for the most part, you'll be just fine. It's not illegal to do these things. You just have to make sure that you keep it to a small amount and so on and so forth. And we've done shows on micro-broadcasting, and certainly our micro-broadcasters out there who carry the show have my deep, heartfelt gratitude for all that they do for us. Because, again, I really think that now is a good time to get into these kinds of things as XM radio and various cable outlets become the main focus of the Federal Communications Commission. I think that, you know, they want the money is what it is, right? It is all about money. And the FCC makes money on complaints. And, of course, the bigger you are and the more egregious your infraction, the more money they're going to make. So they're going to make more money on the Howard Stern. And one comment that he says and all the different places it's heard is going to have a direct impact on their income, as opposed to Joe Schmo, who has a tiny little micro station, you know, up on a hill in his backyard. You know, it's a completely different thing. So I think that it is all about the money with those guys, and I think that is going to be their big focus. Now, it's interesting, like I said, that XM would even suspend those guys, because I guarantee you we probably wouldn't have heard about crude sex comments about Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, and the Queen had XM not suspended them. Right? I mean, that's what you'd think. So it's very, very intriguing stuff. Now, obviously, there's nothing really new about this per se. That one came out on the 15th, and then this one is from the New York Daily News. You can find this posted Sunday, May 13th, so a couple of days earlier. Here's what it says. The Don Imus effect took down more shock jocks yesterday after an Asian mocking joke left CBS radio executives with another hole in their schedule. CBS confirmed the, quote, Doghouse with J.V. and Elvis show, it's ridiculous, was canned permanently after an on-air prank 3 weeks ago when they ordered slimp flied lice from a Chinese restaurant. That's deemed to be racist, apparently. Slimp flied lice is what they said in an on-air prank calling a Chinese restaurant to place an order. According to Queen City Councilman John Liu, quote, in the wake of the Imus case, it would have been maddening to the community if these idiots did not get fired, end quote. So again, perhaps a double standard, I don't know. John Liu sounds like he might be Asian. Now, maybe that's just my assessment, I don't know. But anyway, so when he said the community, I assume he means the Asian community, who presumably was offended by this. But he calls them idiots. Now, again, I don't understand. I mean, how can some comments be construed as, you know, specific, and some can be viewed as general? It's okay for him to call talk show hosts idiots, which they probably are, these two guys in particular. But why aren't all talk show hosts saying, hey, wait a minute, you call talk show hosts idiots? And he'll say, no, I called these ones idiots. And they'd say, well, you know, in our comments, we were only talking about one specific group of people or one specific person in general, not groups and groups of people. So you can see sometimes the political correctness and the social correctness only affect those who they can get the most reaction out of. Now, if everyone called for, you know, talk show hosts around the world called for John Liu to step down from the Queen City Council, would they get it to happen? Probably not, because who cares what talk show hosts think? That's the mindset anyway. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome back. Talking about this story from the New York Daily News, came out on May 13th, talking about these two talk show hosts, JV and Elvis from the Doghouse Show, which was a CBS program. Anyway, they called up a Chinese restaurant, ordered shrimp fried lice. I can't even say that. And apparently they got fired, and basically the city councilman there in Queens basically said it would have been mad at the community if these idiots had not been fired in the wake of Don Imus. So again, saying, hey, look, now if you're a special interest group, you feel that you've been offended, you can go ahead and be fired for anything and everything that you do. It's an awful, awful situation. And it's just being expanded exponentially, folks. Anyway, the story goes on. It says, saying the show had aired on WFNY-FM in the slot immediately after Shock Jocks Opie and Anthony, whose careers also hang in the balance. The pair, whose real names are Greg Hughes and Anthony Cumia, apologized Friday after a broadcast in which a guest mused about raping Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, First Lady Laura Bush, and Queen Elizabeth. So the crude sex comments were actually about some sort of verbal rape fantasy about these people, which I can't understand why that would be funny anyway to anybody in any capacity. And again, those guys, they've just been suspended. So it says, and there's more. Comedian Donnell Rawlings also lost his job on New York's Power 105.1 FM station last week after he was suspended for making an anti-Semitic remark, reportedly saying, quote, a cheap black guy should be better known as a, quote, Jewish black guy, end quote. So he's basically saying that, you know, to be Jewish is to be cheap. He was fired for making an anti-Semitic remark. He's a comedian. You know, we've talked about this. This is very interesting. He's not simply just a radio personality. He is a stand-up comedian. Now, we've talked about how stand-up comedians, for the most part, okay, have a little bit more leeway because comedy is supposed to be shocking to an extent. And obviously, certain people can get up and say various things on stage that you wouldn't be able to say, you know, to just a crowd of people that maybe you didn't know and just social atmosphere. It's amazing because there is that double standard. But now it's being expanded. It's being expanded to the radio and certainly stand-up comedians. This guy probably said that in a stand-up act a number of times. Is it funny? No. But regardless, the point is he probably has said that on stage a number of times, and it's always, it's funny. Because you're in that atmosphere, it's late night comedy club, you probably have a few drinks in you, and you can laugh and not be ridiculously oversensitive about things the way people are these days. So he was fired as well. It says the spat of radio brouhahas following the firing of high-profile shock jock Don Imus last month after he referred to the Rutgers University women's basketball team as nappy-headed hoes. The outrage was led by Reverend Al Sharpton, who said yesterday he wants to meet with Hughes and Kumia's bosses about the rape comments, saying, quote, my personal feeling is that they should have already been fired, end quote. So he's talking about Opie and Anthony in terms of their comments about Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, and the Queen. Now, again, you might want to say, now, would Reverend Al Sharpton have gotten involved had Condoleezza Rice not been mentioned? I mean, it's fair to say, right? I don't see Al Sharpton running to the rescue to help everybody, just simply those who are African-American. I don't think that's racist to say. I could be wrong. Maybe Al Sharpton has done that, and maybe I'm incorrect in my assessment. But as a just looking at it, it is a very broad topic. I don't recall seeing Al Sharpton going out there and defending civil rights of anybody else. I don't see Al Sharpton being upset about the slimp flied lice comment. Do you? Of course not. So he's upset about the Condoleezza Rice thing, presumably. And maybe he's, of course, wanting to stick up for Laura Bush and for the Queen as well. But, you know, if he does say that, it's simply just because they've all been lumped together. But I doubt it. He says that Opie and Anthony should have been fired. And maybe they should have. I don't know. But again, we'll have to wait and see. It says 100 protesters gathered yesterday in Union Square to support radio personalities under fire. Now, I don't know if this is just Opie and Anthony, but let me tell you something, folks. New York City, and you're airing on a local station there, presumably in other places as well, and you say, hey, let's get our, you know, we want our listeners to get together and protest how we're being treated. They got a whopping 100 people. A whopping 100 people traveled from presumably blocks away to show their support to radio personalities under fire. Now, I don't know if this is just Opie and Anthony or this is the VJ Elvis character, or if this is the stand-up comedian who is deemed to be anti-Semitic, or all of them perhaps, and maybe Don Imus as well. This is the power of their audience. 100 people. It's very pathetic, is it not? And there's a reason. And it's exactly as I've discussed many, many times on the show, and as I've already mentioned here tonight. You, as a host, attract a like-minded person to your broadcast. If you are an idiot, you will attract idiots. If you treat people like idiots, then they will also treat people like idiots. That's a problem. Now, it's a problem to me personally because I like an intelligent audience. I like people who are going to add to my knowledge and my information. I like people who are going to contribute to the show. Not simply call up and laugh and go, yeah, what they said is funny. Huh? It's funny. Yeah, great. Thanks for the contribution, right? So not only do you attract a like-minded type of individual, you also attract a lazy listener, right? Look at this. 100 people in New York City. New York City, that's the best you can do, 100 people to support radio personalities? Because here's the problem. Most of your audience has not been told that they should care about things like this. They've been told they should care about, you know, who has the greatest backside view of the celebrities or you know, whatever. Their extent of politics is talking about raping Condoleezza Rice and Laura Bush and the Queen. That's how deep they go into politics. That's how deeply and under such scrutiny that they view the world situation today. As a result, they have an audience that doesn't care about the FCC, that doesn't care about radio politics, because you know what? Those kinds of audiences, when so-and-so whatever show gets yanked off their dial, it's going to be filled with something, and they'll just listen to that. They don't, or they'll flip around. They don't care. There's no connection. There's no emotional investment in these hosts because these hosts are mindless, base entertainers. That's it. It doesn't appeal. This is the problem, and this is what I'm trying to get across. When you are trying to communicate to somebody, you can sit there and communicate to them nonsense all day long, and they'll just nod their head politely and whatnot. But if you reach out to people and you talk to them about stuff that matters, that's powerful. Because not only do you share with them your passion, you also ignite in them a passion that maybe they didn't know they have. Now, you have to, of course, communicate to them to a certain extent. Now, these guys, right, Opie and Anthony, oh, we're held to standards like NPR. Suck it up, pals. You know, you didn't care when it was anybody else, but now that it's you, we're supposed to all feel sorry for you. You've never spent any time feeling sorry for anybody else, so why should we care about you guys? You know, it's like a badge of honor to get fired in this business. It is to a certain extent. Now, I've been honored many times, meaning fired from various radio jobs. But again, the truth is something that resonates with people on a number of different levels. When you drive it home how it's personal to you, people can see how it might be personal to them, which is why when we talk about stuff on the show, we try to look at it from all sorts of different perspectives. Here is this situation. Had Opie and Anthony, perhaps, actually gone to bat for people like Howard Stern and Don Imus and people who have been, like themselves, in the same boat with intense amounts of scrutiny and really spent some time on their ridiculous broadcasts trying to highlight the First Amendment and civil liberties in general, and had like some element of seriousness to the show. It didn't have to all be serious, but even something. Their listeners would be more proactive. Their listeners would learn to care because their listeners would realize that, you know, oh, no, you know, this is going to affect me as well. This is going to affect my ability to call into shows. This is going to affect my ability to interact with others. This is going to affect me not just on the radio, but in my communications outside and how I communicate. If somebody overhears a comment I say and they're offended by that, I might get a ticket. I might be charged with a hate crime for hate speech. Who knows? It just goes on and on and on. But they've never done that. And what's the result? You've got a whopping 100 people gathered to be upset. That's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Considering New York City. We had our natural health fair, frankly speaking, radio natural health fair, last June here in Northwest Arkansas. We had Colonel Joe. We had Lee Kroc. We had Tom Berryhill. We had Alistair Jackson. We had, Debbie Morrow from Berkey Water was supposed to be here, but she couldn't make it. But she sent Judy, her friend, in her place. We had other people representing other products, talking about other things. And then a whole slew of vendors locally who wanted to be there to talk about health, chiropractors, massage therapists, naturopaths, herbalists, and so on and so forth. We had like 2,000 people show up from all over the country. A lot, some of you out there maybe were ones who drove out here to meet these people and to interact. That's amazing to me. And here you've got New York City, where you've got millions of people just blocks away. 100 people show up because you have spent so much time dumbing down your audience, dumbing down your listeners, that they are absolutely valueless to you in your time of need. And this is a message to those talk show hosts out there. Understand what you are doing. You are capitalizing on the the instant gratification of people, the short attention span, you're shocking them into continuing to listen, but they're only listening with their ears, not with their hearts, and certainly not with their brains. You have cultivated and bred a listenership of morons. And as a result of that, you have nothing to help you out of this jam. You have no support from your listeners because they know, yeah, we'll go out there and carry a sign for 5 minutes on one day, but you know what? We're done with that because we know that inevitably, you know, this particular show, let's say Opie and Anthony or something, it'll pop up somewhere else. Or, you know, they'll put something else in its place, and we'll listen to that for a while. And if we don't like it, we'll call up and go, you're no Opie and Anthony, man. Hang up the phone and then flip the dial. Big deal. It's really not a huge inconvenience to people. They just flip the channel because they're, again, they have it delivered to them on their doorstep, these types of broadcasts. And that's a sad, sad, sad thing. In this day and age, folks, here in May of 2007, hard to believe we're almost halfway through the year already, when you see all the dramatic and important news that has gone down, things that directly affect radio DJs and talk show hosts and shock jocks even too, and none of those things have been addressed in any amount to the point where people have started to care. That is a real tragedy. And we see it certainly in television as well. You know, too often in our news and analysis, we get it handed to us in a number of different ways. You've got your mainstream media, you've got your CNN and your Fox News. Now they, for the most part, they appear and claim to offer the news in a certain fashion. But the very fact, okay, that they cover a story for 10 seconds means you're not getting the content of it. Okay? A perfect example, these two stories, one from the Associated Press saying crude sex comments about Opie and Anthony, you know, that they had made on their show about Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, and Queen Elizabeth. Second story from the New York area, the New York Daily News, okay, actually told you what those comments were. Not a transcript by any means, but what it was in regards to. So, obviously, the shorter the news segment and the broader the range, such as, again, Associated Press versus New York Daily News, you're going to get different kinds of results. So, when you see CNN saying, this is the only news you need, says who? Says you? I'll be the judge of that, thank you very much. And Fox News, fair and balanced? Unlikely. Unlikely. Just like CNN's not, either. So, you know, that's a problem, is that people are being fed only what, you know, is being offered up by these mainstream news outlets. No in-depth really look at it. And certainly, you know, they've got the way that they present things. And I don't need to go into it because you know it very, very well. Here's another thing. Comedy Central has The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. A lot of people love The Daily Show. And it's funny. It is funny. It's on Comedy Central. You'd expect it to be funny. They talk a lot about important news. However, they use it with punchlines. So, you know, it makes important things almost seem like a joke. Much like you got Letterman and Leno and Conan O'Brien and all the other late-night talk show hosts who are on television. And don't get me wrong, okay? I think David Letterman is the king. I think that guy is hilarious. I think his show is fantastic. And, of course, on those programs. And Dave Letterman has done a lot to talk about free speech. Don't ever think otherwise. He has done some really powerful slams against the Bush administration over the years. And it's just a matter of knowing it. Some of it's couched as a joke. But, you know, those guys, they do their monologue, right? They come out and they talk for a few minutes and they go and they sit at their desk. But the monologue, for the most part, while they're talking about true events, they have a punchline, which makes it almost not true. It makes it comical and does not highlight the importance of it. So you see where I'm going with this. The same thing applies with The Daily Show. It's funny. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy it. It's good for a laugh. But it doesn't really get into the meat and potatoes of the stories. And it makes it seem like it's a joke. So therefore, oh, because that's how people view things. They're like, oh, no, I'm hearing this horrible thing about something called the Patriot Act. And then, oh, okay, I can laugh about it. It's a joke. It's not a joke. Nothing funny about this. Nothing funny about any of this stuff. So when people go and find the news like that, where it's spoon-fed to them in their mainstream media, or they get it in the form of a joke, they don't get to really experience the depth and breadth of these sorts of things, which is why I'd like to think that I have the smartest listening audience in all of talk radio. Maybe that's true, maybe that's not true. But I know that you guys care, and I know that you're plugged into the truth, and I know that these things matter to you, and I'm thrilled with that. I really am, because I know that you're not valueless, you're not worthless, that it takes people like you to change the world. And I think that you're doing that. You're doing it in a number of different ways, by interacting, by reaching out, by getting involved in something, by just caring. Honestly, that's the first step. But I don't talk down to you, and I certainly don't tell you what to think. I just tell you to think. I don't care if people disagree with me at all. I welcome it, because it involves, I mean, as long as you do it civilly, you can have a great discussion, a great discourse of people disagreeing on things, but raising different points, and hopefully you are as open-minded as I like to think I am, and therefore you can have a back and forth. You can have a possibility of new ideas and new concepts to be expressed. So the very idea, it's moderately ironic, of free speech being preserved requires people to speak freely. You see? I don't know. Ironic, perhaps. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. It certainly has been tonight, as it always does seem to be. And here as we conclude this broadcast, you know, we've been talking about free speech. And, of course, those who would exercise the right of free speech very, very, very frequently and make a lot of money, such as some of these shock jocks in question, have done nothing with their time to highlight the threat against free speech, which is a really very much a tragedy. For example, Howard Stern doesn't care much about all this stuff until he starts talking, until somebody says, hey, you can't talk about lesbians. What? I can't talk about lesbians. That's a violation of my free speech. What? What I'm getting at here, folks, is we have to understand the interconnectedness of this whole world. All of these problems have some degree of an impact on you. You know, as we talked about last night, we had Professor Jim McCanny on the program. He's talking about prime numbers. And again, a lot of people are like, what do I care about prime numbers? Well, you may not. You may not ever use them necessarily. You may not even know what they are. However, they are utilized in businesses that create products that you do use, and different things that are created and designed to give you a certain amount of security in what you do. So we must understand that what affects somebody like Opie and Anthony affects us as well. It also highlights the fact that we can find unlikely comrades in this battle, you know, brothers in arms. Opie and Anthony, would you ever think that these guys would be out there fighting for your free speech rights? They're not, don't get me wrong, but they could be. They could be. And that's what I'm talking about here. So when you are flipping around radio stations in your car or whatever, you know, don't be shy about calling up these people and highlighting these things and say, listen, you know, here is the list of casualties in the shock jock realm who have been victims to this social correctness and the infringement on civil liberties. And you're probably going to be next. You better start talking about this now before you're also on the chopping block. Because, again, when Opie and Anthony get fired or get suspended, that's going to do some news because these guys are fairly well-known. Howard Stern, absolutely well-known and going to get some news. But, you know, as far as some of these other guys, the stand-up comedian and these other two who were making comments about what were they making comments about? The slimp flied lice comment. So, you know, nobody knows who those guys are. Maybe in New York City, but, you know, you probably don't know, and I certainly have never heard of these guys. But the point is that your local broadcasters, everybody out there, we need to reach out to people in this time, and we need to let them know about the truth. There's many, many different ways to do that, and certainly many different subjects. But as far as your shock jocks, don't give up on those guys. I hold out hope for them. After all, I was initially hired to do a job just like that. Not here at Republic, but in my career. So keep that in mind as well. When people understand the truth, it changes things for them. They live the truth. The truth becomes a craving, an addiction. You want to be spoken to truthfully. You want to interact with people about the truth. And highest truth, in my mind, is spiritual truth. I think that's the thing that gives you comfort. It gives you support. It gives you a crutch. It makes you realize that you know, there is somebody looking out for you who can do more than you can ever do for yourself. And put your faith in God, and I think that's it. But at the same time, do what you can with the time you've been given and do good things. Try to make a difference, and maybe reaching out to your local talk show host as well might be something worth trying. We'll see you tomorrow.